Task 3. Jackie and Nancy Liu, a member of the gardening club, are sharing with Adrian their experience in growing some of their crops. Listen to their conversation and fill in the missing information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Thanks for helping me clean up the food waste recycling machine.
No problem. I got to learn more about how it works.
Oh, here comes Nancy. She's in the gardening club too. Nancy, are you here to water the crops?
I'm here to have a look at the seedlings, actually. Oh, hello. You must be Adrian. How do you like our farm?
It's fantastic, beautiful, and practical. Nancy, what are those plants you're looking at?
These? Oh, these are just carrots. The orange part you're used to seeing is the root buried beneath the soil.
Ah, I see. Is it even the season for carrots? I never thought of them as a summer crop.
You can basically grow carrots in any season. There are many varieties of carrots that grow at different times throughout the year. They do need a lot of direct sunlight to grow well, though.
Are all vegetables like that? I mean, are there methods to grow them all in every season?
Oh, not at all. For one, eggplants only grow when there's warm weather during the summer. Stores sell eggplant seeds earlier than it is suitable to grow them, so be careful not to plant eggplant seeds before it's warm. Last time we planted them too early, and the plants didn't produce eggplants. They have given us many headaches in the past.
Tell me about it. They need warmth, but they also need constantly moist soil. Balancing those two things was a nightmare. It was hard keeping their space both cool and warm.
Yeah, we gave up and grew onions instead. They're root vegetables like carrots and are much tougher than eggplants. They can be grown in any season, even during the winter months, as long as you take care of them properly by keeping their soil fertilised and giving them a few millilitres of water every week.
They sound pretty easy to care for. I think I'll mark onions down as a beginner's crop.
Just remember that if your onions start to flower, you have to remove the flower immediately. If your onions waste nutrients making flowers, their bulbs will be smaller.
Nancy, could you also check on the tomato plants as well?
Can't you do it yourself? They're right there beside you. I have to look after the mint.
Oh, right.
So these are tomato plants. What are those things beside them?
Those are stakes. They're used to support the plants. As the plants are growing, we tie them to stakes so that they grow straight.
Watch out for suckers too if you're planning on growing tomatoes. They're like small stems that have to be removed. Suckers grow from the main stem and use up the plant's nutrients like the flowers of onions. That will cause the plant to bear fewer fruits, so you should remove them whenever you see any. That's why whenever we're growing a lot of tomatoes in summer, we have to carefully pinch suckers off them.
What about for mint? When is that grown? I've noticed that it isn't a fruit or a vegetable.
Mint is a herb, yes. It's best grown in spring or fall.
How is our mint doing?
I think we might have to move them. Mint needs morning sunlight, but does not need much sun for the rest of the day. Their area right now is shaded in the mornings.
We'll have to bury the pots again if we're moving them.
Why do you have to plant them in containers?
Mint plants have roots that grow wildly. If we don't contain their roots with a pot underneath the soil, they'll grow out of control and affect the plants nearby.
Maybe you guys can put them near the lettuce.
Maybe. The lettuce seems to be doing pretty well, thankfully.
Is lettuce also grown at this time? Is it easy to grow?
It's grown in spring or fall, so we're just in time to grow it. And yes, it's relatively easy to grow. Lettuce doesn't take up much space or require much maintenance. For those reasons, it's easy to plan its placement because you can place them in a lot of areas as long as there's shade.
I see. Well, I think I can make a good decision now about the first crop we'll plant at my school.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.